Well, we all know that rock and roll definitely ain't noise pollution. Good morning, 841 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining me by phone, my longtime friend, relatively new father, and the public information officer for Escambia County. I can't even, public safety. I'm like, I had emergency management stuck in my head. I'm like, ECFR, EMS, what's the acronym? Davis Wood is with us. Davis, good to have you back, man. Great to hear your voice, by the way.
Hey, it's always a pleasure being on. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So we talked with DC just a minute ago, so we know all about the city. The county, meanwhile, is, first of all, did we have, I know like FHP had a couple of snow plows and spreaders and things like that, but what were we out doing yesterday in terms of preparing the roads? Because I don't think we have a lot of equipment for this.
The biggest thing was we were sanding roadways and bridges, primarily bridges. We were working with FDOT on taking care of some of the larger structures. I mean, they, of course, took care of the interstates, the major bridges, including the Escambia County Bay Bridge and Pensacola Bay Bridge. But
both of which are still closed at this time and are going to likely be closed for a while. Right. Go ahead.
Yes. So that was primarily what we were doing, is we were just sanding roadways to make sure that we had traction on the road. And the biggest purpose was to make sure we're serving our emergency personnel, because that's who we want on the roadways. So we're sticking with the same message of today. Even though we might have a little bit of melt in the snow, it's still below freezing temperatures. We want you to stay off the roadways. The roadways are frozen, they're covered in snow. And then especially when it does start to melt a little bit, it's going to freeze overnight. So we encourage people to stay off the roadways.
What, you know, I know you guys talk about these kind of things, but what is your expectation for the next day or two? Somebody asked me, obviously you don't make the decision, but somebody asked me about schools. And I said, I'll tell you, I just won't be surprised if school's canceled for the rest of the week. Because as you said, the melt a little, refreeze is incredibly likely for both of the next 2 days. But what are you guys thinking about in, at public safety?
Well, we're going to regroup. We're going to, if we can't do it in person, which I imagine we won't, we're going to get on the phone. We're going to take a look at the forecast, get an idea of where the snow is going. And we'll have a decision made here as we go throughout the day. We're going to get with our partners with Escambia County Public Schools and try and make a determination that's going to be safe for everybody. We haven't come down to that conclusion yet, but do expect that here as we go throughout the day. Of course, as I'm standing in my backyard, there's a lot of snow, and it's hard to believe the snow will be gone and be safe to drive through on the roadways in 24 hours. Let's put it that way.
Right. And it's kind of one of those odd situations where, you know, a lot of times if school does get canceled, parents still have to work. And so suddenly they got to figure out childcare and whatever. Well, you know, most parents, I would imagine, are just as stuck at home as the kids are in this weather because, you know, I mean, who's even open? Obviously, emergency, you know, the jail is obviously open and the hospital is obviously open and you guys and, you know, we're here. But the vast majority of businesses and restaurants and everything else, I would think, are just not going to be open today. Has that been what you guys are seeing?
That's what we've been seeing. And I will say, if I haven't checked in our local Waffle House yet, but if Waffle House is closed, that should tell you something. I saw a post that they're open.
Yeah, Channel 3, I think, was saying they were open, but, you know, that creates its own problems because how do you get there? The employees got to get there, whatever. I mean, I drove in this morning. I will say, as somebody who's from the north, you know, as I've been saying all morning, you don't want to drive on these roads. You know, if you know what you're doing and you don't have to go very far and you really need to be on them, okay, that's one thing. That's me. But if you've not driven on them or if you don't absolutely have to be out there, I mean, don't be out there, right?
Right. And that's the biggest thing, is that if you're trying to make the determination, especially as a business owner, well, do we open business tomorrow? Do employees come into work tomorrow? Go back to the point, well, schools could possibly be canceled. County offices could possibly be closed. But what if you have to go to work? I think what we want to encourage people is that we wanted you to stay off the roadways. If work can be closed, it might be safe to keep business closed. We want to make sure that only emergency personnel are on the roadways and are able to still be able to respond in a timely manner. Because if you get on the roadways and perhaps it's unnecessary, I know the mayor was talking about this, what you're now doing is you're putting yourself at risk, and then you're putting our emergency personnel out on the roadways, and you must expect delayed response times because the roadways are slick. they are covered in snow. They are not going to be the normal response times that you would typically see on a bright sunny day. So now you're putting an extra challenge on their on our personnel, which then goes back to being a challenge for you. So that the biggest thing is we just want to encourage people to remain home if you can.
Right.
If you must, we encourage you to stay home.
Thanks so much. We're talking to Davis Wood. He is the public information officer for Escambia County Public Public Safety. We'll be back with Davis in just a second. Quick check of the roads. Nothing to check. I mean, they're empty and they should stay empty. And that's the whole point. You know that by now. In fact, the interstates are actually closed. The bridges are actually closed. Side roads and surface streets are, except for hilly areas, are roughly open. But I will tell you, stay off them if you can. They're very treacherous. And unless you know what you're doing, you're just as likely to wreck your car or get in a ditch. And then you got to call for service and then you create problems. This traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Back to Davis Wood from Public Safety. Davis, does it feel like old home week to hear me read a tag on a traffic report?
It does. In fact, this is something that I would normally be doing
That's
if
right.
I were at the radio station, because I handled the traffic for a long time. So it's great hearing you do it. It feels like we hadn't missed a beat.
It's great. And John Pickens is, of course, normally producing the show, but he did not get in for Milton this morning in his Camaro, which I agree is a good decision. Not to try to make that thing go over Highway 90 and, you know, figure it out this morning. Davis, I did want to ask you something about particularly fire and EMS, because I do think it's a very good point you make. And DC made the same point about if you get out on the road and then you get in trouble, you're going to create a problem and interfere with, you know, maybe somebody's life gets in jeopardy because the ambulance can't get through or because, you know, sheriff's deputy has to respond. But the question is, you know, look, the deputies drive the, Tahoes, and, you know, they're four-wheel drive. At least I assume they are. Maybe they're not. You know, fire engines are heavy. Ambulances are heavy. How are the various elements of our emergency response team, public safety, how are they able to drive on the roads? Because, you know, if I can get around in my Civic slowly, I assume they can get around slowly enough, but they can get around and make calls, right?
Yes, I'm happy to report that we've had limited issues. We put out a news report yesterday that roads are getting impassable if they are not already impassable. And there have been at least one incident that I am aware of where we had to delay a call because we came to a roadway, could not pass it, had to go around.
Wow.
So there have been instances where that occurred. There was actually one very minor incident where we hit a little bit of ice and very slowly drifted off the road. Fortunately, we're able to get back on the road and continue to move forward. But overall, we've been able to respond. We have, you know, response times have been just a little bit delayed because we have to make sure we're proceeding with caution. We cannot cruise at the normal rate that we would want to cruise. We have to move with a little bit extra caution for the safety of our personnel
right.
and for those that are needing to be in the ambulance. So, but other than that, you know, we actually responded to RV fire. Fire rescue did yesterday. We had an electrical fire overnight that ended up being minor, but still required a response. And naturally, we had our typical medical calls that we had to respond to that occurred overnight that we were able to respond to. So despite the challenges, our crews were able to persevere and push through, had to do it maybe at a little bit of a slower pace, at a safer pace, but we were still able to get the job done.
Well, that's good news. And I was curious about that because, you know, people don't stop having heart attacks just because there's snow and people don't stop cutting themselves on the, you know, while they're cooking or, you know, inadvertently hurting themselves. Or the one thing you've got is you don't have to respond to car crashes because they're typically not happening. But, you know, you have all kinds of other things. Life goes on and, you know, people get injured or need medical calls. And so you have to show up to them. So I appreciate that work. And I definitely appreciate the idea of it's kind of like, you know, in hurricane response, when in the first, you know, day or two after the hurricane, you tell people don't go driving around because all you're going to do is get in the way of the guys who are fixing the power poles and pulling the trees down. It's the same basic thing here. Don't go driving around because even if you can do it safely, which is hard to do, I will tell you from experience, even if you can do it safely, you're just as likely to get in the way and interfere with somebody who's doing something very important, and you don't want to be that person. Davis Wood, he is the public information officer for Escambia County Public Safety. Davis, as always, man, thanks for all the work that you did for us for so long, for me for so long, and now for Escambia County and getting the word out and keeping people safe, man. I appreciate it, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course.